All right, we get a chance now to talk and introduce you to one of the players on the LCCC roster, the Golden Eagles roster. He's a freshman, Henderson, Colorado. And
another Mile High product, a part of the LCCC crew.
Yeah,
at least, again, up there in the northeast corner.
I'm not going to take much away from a 6'3", 6'4", freshman, Cam Vinsel, who joins us. And Cam, real quick, as you are at LCCC, tell us what you're majoring in and how's school going for you.
I'm majoring in criminal justice, and my first semester was actually pretty good. I finished with like a high GPA. Classes were easy. I got the campus was easy to go around, and it's just been really good for me here.
You know, you play in a limited role right now, so it's more of a learning year for you. You started in high school, so it's a little tougher. How do you prepare yourself for when Coach Fake says you're in? I mean, how do you get yourself ready?
I just always have to be ready just for him to call my name. Once he calls my name, then I got to be ready to show up.
Talk about the differences, though, from something that I asked the last, because I'll ask you, is, again, high school down there in the metro Denver area, again, competing. Now Region 9, NJCAA, college basketball. Any noticeable differences of at least between the two?
Yeah, it's way different. It's way faster, way stronger. And in high school, I was a post player for all my 4 years, and now I'm up here as a shooting guard. So this summer I got to really grind and go to work to come back and be ready to be a shooting guard.
Cam, you know, we talked with both Kyle and Courtney. And again, too, I've noticed this as well when you have had the opportunity when we went down to, like, Trinidad or, you know, Otero, wherever we've been at, and you'll see guys that you've either played against or you know on a personal level. Has that been like with Courtney and Kyle, did you have that opportunity to play against them, or were they in a higher conference than you?
No, we were actually in the same conference, but they were just – I've seen them play. I've seen Kyle play because they played against my rival in high school, but I've never played against them, but I knew, like, who they were and, like, what teams they played for. So, like, I would always, like, watch them or, like, know, like, what they're all doing.
So have you seen some guys from other schools that we've played against this year on other teams?
Yeah, I've seen actually a lot of them. Like last night, there was a dude from Fort Collins that I played against, and I saw him there. And my former teammate that went to Prairie View, Trey Marble, he plays for Western Wyoming. So,
yeah. How much is that an advantage, though, again, where you know these athletes? You've been at least playing against them, whether it's from Fort Collins or Denver area. How much is that an advantage to you, though, of – I know your play style. I know you like to move to the left or move to the right, or you drive and dish. Is that something you can use an advantage against seeing those players?
Yeah, I actually tell my teammates, like, if I know that I played against them, I'll just tell them, like, I know what they do already, so I'll just tell them what they need to do to guard them.
You know, again, you know, as you come from the Colorado area, Henderson, Colorado, again, you're up here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, you know, of all places in the world, and again, you could have went south, but what made you decide to come to LCCC?
It was close to home. They gave me the highest scholarship just to come here to play basketball.
And again, too, you know,
it was an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you get a scholarship, your education is paid for. Tell me a little bit about applying that scholarship right now. I mean, there's no worries. There's no worries to your family, and you get a chance to do something you love, playing basketball, which you've been doing since August. Are you? Do you get a little burned out, or like I asked Alexis, you know, the Christmas break came at the right time, but you guys have been doing this since about August. I mean, here it is 6 months later and you're still hard at it.
Yeah. So like when I go home, I always go to the gym. I always go play like at a rec where there's like decent competition. I just don't sit on the couch and just chill, 'cause I want to stay in shape. So like, I always go to a rec when I'm in town at my house. So like, I'm always running or going to go do something.
I can only imagine what rec center he's talking about. I might have attended that same rec when I was living in Henderson as well, too. But either way, though, Cam, as we ask every player, favorite NBA franchise, again, you're from the Mile High City. Is it Nuggets, or are you going to swerve us like everyone else to go with, like, the Lakers or something?
No, it's the Denver Nuggets.
All right.
Hey, you know, that's probably a first that we have not heard anybody say the Nuggets.
Isn't Cavs? He's from Denver, but he's a Laker fan, but he's a Curry fan, and I don't know how that works.
Either way, he's true to form,
yeah.
So is Jokic like your favorite player on the Nuggets, or who is your favorite player?
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray?
Okay.
Interesting.
That's not bad.
So have you been to many games at the Can?
Yeah. I've been to a lot of games. I was there for Russell Westbrook's triple-double breaking. I was there for that. I've seen LeBron. I was there for Kobe's last game. I've just been to a lot of them.
You know, Coach mentioned here when we talked with him, you know, here we are in the season. Nick, you mentioned our current record, 11-14. Does that sound right? So 25 games. And again, you know, when you were in high school, you know, hey, you get done in March, but the season starts like in November for you. So you are. I look at how many games you've played to this point, and then you got quite a few more games still to go. Kind of a little wear and tear on you, or, you know, it's, you know what to expect.
I know whenever the time comes, I'm ready just to play basketball at all moments. Like, even if I have to come back early, then I'm just ready to play basketball.
Did you play any sports in high school besides basketball?
No, I just played basketball, but I trained a lot when I was, like, in the off season. Like, I have a trainer down in Denver that helps me, like, start shooting and stuff. And then my high school coaches help me with, like, my defense and my dribbling and all that stuff. So I'm always, like, training.
So you've kept that basketball focus now, at least kind of looking into the future for yourself after you're done here at LCCC. Again, hopefully stay for your sophomore season with the Golden Eagles. But what's the future hold for you? Is it something that you'd love to continue the basketball career, whether it's at a D1, D2, D3? I mean, what's the future hold for you?
I'm just trying to go as far as I can to go play basketball. If it's D1, that would be great. But I just want to play basketball wherever I land.
So have you looked at, besides LCCC, obviously, you know, getting your associates here, and then you look at getting your bachelor's. Is a UNC, a Colorado State University, you know, a Denver University? If there was a magic wand you could wave it, which school would you like to attend?
To finish up
your degree.
Honestly, I want to go to CU. Just to play there, because Chauncey Billups played there, and he's one of my favorite players of all time, so I probably want to go there, see if I could play basketball there.
All right.
Go play for the Bus.
All right, well, hey, well, we wish you all the best. Thank you for coming in today, too, and we'll see you up in Sheridan coming up on Saturday, and hopefully you'll get some minutes here in the contest.
Well, hopefully we come away with a victory over Sheridan as well, too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, last time he was in there, remember, we hit him on that three-pointer, that bang, from the outside. I was on that one. All righty, so, again, we want to thank Cam Vinsel joining us here on our coaches show. Again, thank you to Jason Ficca, also Alexis Lamoureux, freshman for the Lady Golden Eagles, and, of course, Ryan Ortmeier opening up the program.